It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society. James McClurg was born in Ireland, and when a youth, moved with his family to Philadelphia. His father took an active part in the famous Irish Rebellion, which culminated in 1798. The failure of the rebellion is said to have been the cause of the removal to this country. Later in his life, he would say he had seen President George Washington while living in Philadelphia. The family eventually moved to Pittsburgh, where James and his father became extensively engaged in the iron foundry and furnace business. In 1810, James came to Westfield and opened a small store, which some claim to be the first business in Westfield. When the War of 1812 broke out, he returned to Pittsburgh and made cannons for the government. These cannons, it is believed, were the first ever made in the United States. After the war, he returned to Westfield, where he spent the remainder of his life. He served as a local merchant in the area and also helped to construct the Westfield Mill. He also invested in real estate, purchasing the property owned by David Eason and converting it into lots, which greatly contributed to the growth and prosperity of the town. McClurg is also responsible for the construction of the McClurg Mansion. It was built in 1818 and was dubbed by locals as McClurg's Folly because it stood in high contrast to the crude log cabins of the time. He died May 26, 1872, at the age of 87. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.